You tread samutkanta. What is samutkanta? When I'll have this thing? When I will be a pure Vaishnava? When I will go to Vrindavan? When I will see Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Chandra? And when I will realize what is Vrindavan? What is Krishna Prema I will realize? This is called samutkanta. Naam gane sadaruchi. Ruchi. First, initiation, association, serving Gurudev and serving Vaishnava, anattha will go away, then Ruchi will come. First, Saddha, Nishtha will come, and after that Ruchi will come. So, Nama Gane Ruchi, when I'm doing so much of Ruchi, we should see that in this Vaishnava this is really, we should give him honor and try to follow him. No? Asatis Tadguna Khyane. If he sees an ant, he begins to remember Krishna and to tell, like Sukadeva Goswami, what he told Parikshit Maharaj. We have seen in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhan, Saraswati Goswami Thakur, in my Gurudev. And I also know that this was in the character of Srila Swamiji Maharaj. Always, he was doing explanations, writing explanation, giving explanation of Krishna, pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pastimes. Always explaining Gita, Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many books. It is called Asakti Tat Gunakhyane, Priti Tat Basaste, Basati Sthale. Swamiji just to tell that my office is in Bombay, my Sadhan Bhumi is in Navadvip, and my home is in Vrindavan. Where Krishna used to live. The home of Krishna is home of devotees. So we should be very glad to be in Vrindavan. Priti, so much honor, affection in Vrindavan, Navadvip, Sipuri Dham. Ityadeo, Anubhava, Ityadi. There are many, so more. These are the Anubhava of Ashakti, Prem, not Prem, Bhava. If we see these qualities any Vaishnava, then we should know that, we should believe that he is bona fide Vaishnava. He is pure Vaishnava. And we should try to hear from him, try to do kirtan in his guidance, otherwise all kirtan will be like the song of Beng. Beng, you know? Frogs. If you are not in guidance of them and doing kirtan Hare Krishna, it will not do. It should be in guidance of that class of person. If you are doing kirtan in the guidance of Swamiji, then it is kirtan. Otherwise, no kirtan. Songs of
frogs.
Prabhupada has told in our everything, everywhere it has been sent. So we should try and follow. Now, time is over. And tomorrow there will be some program. We will go to take darshan in here, one of the Prabhupada's center here, and then a meeting will be perhaps no meeting. I'm so glad to come here and so seeing so many devotees here dancing and doing kirtan here. I become overjoyed. I've given my heartly blessings to you that Prabhupada, your Prabhupada means Swamiji, His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, should bless you. Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurchat Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then,
Swamiji,
give it.
In 1983, in Glastonbury, if I remember once, a gentleman came to a disciple of Prabhupada, and he came, and before that there was no Krishna consciousness in Glastonbury. And then onward, this town had become fully Krishna conscious that I know. But that time he stayed in, I think if I remember, in Ramla Center. And there was not a total Krishna consciousness, there was inserted in Ramla Center. But then onward, this town had become Krishna conscious.
What he told?
1982, 83
percent. You can speak in Hindi perhaps.
We are here.
But I have tried to give you the message of Swamiji. But if I have done anything wrong, it has been done unknowingly. So I should be forgiven for these things. I'm not a so qualified Vaishnava. I went to the dust of holy and so pure Vaishnava. I only want to take the lotus dust of from their feet. So I must be forgiven for that. If I have told anything which has pinched you, anyone, or anything wrong, then I pray like this. Gaur Premananda. One kirtan.
Want to tell you that if our Guru is there, so many Vaishnavas are there, if our Param Gurudev is there, and if Param Paratpar Guru is there, deities are there, then we'll have to offer our Dandar Pranam first to the lotus feet of Gurudev. No? First of all. It has been told in Shastra, you should do pranam to Gurudev from front side, not like deities, keeping in left. You know? So we should do pranam to our Gurudev. From front side. And if you are doing pranam to deities, then keeping them in
left side.
That deity should see me. I am not a seer. I cannot see. So if a drop of blesh, and if you see even from the core of his eyes, then our life will be
successful.
We cannot see. We will see that these deities have come from Navadvip, from wooden. And I have purchased it in so many hundred rupees or anyway. So these are not the same deity which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. But if he will see us, then we will be qualified, or all bad things will go away, and we shall see by His mercy that He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So we should try to do like this. So when our Guru, Paratpar Guru and all others are there, you should do pranam, do archan, do all these things to first Gurudev, and then to Paratpar Guru, and then other Gurus. And after that, you just should do archan of Sri Deity, or do pranam. if I have come here and if you want to honor me, and I am standing here, but the disciples of Gaur Govinda Maharaj, so first do pranam to them, then to me. Here also, Swamiji is here, Gaur Govinda Maharaj is here. Disciples of Gaur Govinda Maharaj should do pranam to their Guru and then to Swamiji. And the disciples of Swamiji, they should do pranam to first Swamiji. And that, if they want to honor, they will do pranam. Gaur Govinda Maharaj. But we should all do pranam also to Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He was a bona fide Vaishnava and Guru also. So what he has taught us, we should try to follow his path, follow his words, follow his teachings. I know that the disciples of Gaur Govinda Maharaj are so qualified. They have some test to know the pastimes of Sri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, and especially to Radha Krishna, and they want to hear Vrindavan pastime because he has met them so qualified. I want to tell all these things, glorify gopis there where I am staying. One thing more about Archan. There are some rules and regulations in our discipline. When we are giving, first we should give dhupatti, but no actual number of that. You can do three times, four times, as you like, not more. Seven times. It should not be given to feet. It should be given that the sugandha, fragrance should come in their nose. Then Pradeep, you know?
Lamp.
All total 14 times. Have you read Archandipika of Swamiji or disciplic order? All together 14 times. In that, 7 times whole and 7 times to different parts. We should go in seven times face around, five times or as we like, and then this
midsection,
some, and then one or two to left face, and then seven times. Yashodama cannot take much more time because Krishna is coming from cowherding, and he is hungry and he is tired. So Yashodama will not keep Krishna standing for 1 hour doing so. If he will do like this, then Krishna, Oma, Hari, Hari, I am so hungry, I want bread and butter. Give me. And I am tired. A whole day I was just standing there, pursuing cows. I am so tired, I cannot stand so much. No? And also the gwalas who are taking, Gopbalak.
Coward boys.
Oh, do very soon. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we want better and all these things. So they cannot watch and they cannot wait so long. So what is written? Lalita Vishakha are doing. So those who are qualified for Lalita and Vishakha, that they should do arti in one way and the arti of Yashoda Maiya in one way. There are two ways. So it depends on the qualification of the devotee, whether he wants to worship Radha Krishna or only Krishna. If he wants to worship, to do arti of Yashoda ji, do only Krishna, Gopal, she cannot do archan and all these things to Radha and Krishna. When Krishna returns, Yashoda wants to know the boys Sridham, Subal, Sakha and all are so
impatient.
Vajuddha karte hain, they fight to each other and they make a scratch here and there. Sometimes Krishna is running in the bushes to hide himself from boys and a scratch comes. So he is seeing, watching and looking that any scratch has come or not. Again, he sees, looks here, the boys quarreling and keeping Krishna
down,
and they used to sit here, and they used to do like this, so it may be scratched here, and also sometimes doing like those, this, they have done here also, so very eagerly she sees, also to here, also here. This is the arti of Yashoda Maiya. And then he gives water to wash the Krishna mouth because the dust coming from earth by going and coming of cows, lakhs and lakhs cows. So it goes in highs. And Krishna, like a powder, the dust becomes. So Yashoda Maiya getting some water and from his own, what is called?
Shawl.
Not shawl.
Cheddar.
Garment.
Chula.
Shadi. One
part.
This is Anchal. Anchal, you know?
Border of sari.
Not border.
The end of the sari.
Yes, like how?
This, the end
yes,
of the sari.
Yes, this. Very pleasant. He washes the dust like this. No? This is that cloth we are going. This is the meaning. Only the lamp can be given in 14 times. And there is no number, actual number of all these things. Only this should be given to all those who are
present,
attending in earth. And if you will give chamar to them also and more pankha to them, then it will be remnant and it will not be given to anyone, only this lamp. Don't give chamar to them, they are not qualified to have this chamar. Only Krishna should be given chamar and bhajan and mayur pankha. Mahapankh means?
Peacock
fan. Peacock fan.
Anyone can take. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot take. If he will be the shape of Krishna, then he will take. Otherwise, it is a special thing for only Krishna, not to anyone. We cannot take here feather. We cannot be Krishna. We cannot take flute here. So we should think all these things and do accordingly. I think Srisila Param Pujya Gaur Govind Maharaj has told all these things. We should not do 100 times. I cannot do because I will tired. So lean and thin, powerless person. So I cannot do like he is so. So gently, very gently. Everything is so variant. Otherwise Krishna will be ghabra jayega.
You're also worried.
Fear.
Don't do. Leave fear from all these things. Very gently. Other it is winter. Are you doing worse hours and hours like this?
This is another thing, they are coming for fighting.
So this sort of thing. And you gently, all this. Krishna is so soft, he is so sweet. So anything is given by him in sweet manner and very softly. Gopis don't pankha,
fan
like this. They very gently, very gently,
pleasantly,
from the core of their hearts. Lovely hearts are in that fan, and that thing is coming to Krishna. Who can fan more, you know? Gopis, especially Srimati Radhika. Krishna is taking anything and she is. Again, I am going to Lalita and Vishakha. They are doing arti. Lalita, Vishakha, arti kare, Sakhi gone. Jato Sakhi Gan. Jai Jai Radha Krishna Jugal Aminon Arati Kare Jato
Arati Kare
Lalita Adi Sakhi Gan. Lalita. They are watching that what my Sakhi has done. He has scratched or he has done anything to Krishna. And this is doing Arati to each other rather than Krishna. They are qualified. Father, mother, Shakha are not qualified to do arti to Radha and Krishna. Only gopis has this. Without gopi, gopi bina are nahi adhikar. Only gopi has this. You have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I know that Gaur Govind Maharaj has told that in Krishna, Vrindavan Vihar, you understand?
Vrindavan.
Bilas Vihar. Gopi chhada anya nahi adhikar. Only gopis can enter.
Gopi bina illa.
So, Lakshmi returned back. Jagyapatni were returned back. So, Lalita and Vishakha, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, they can do what arati to Radha and Krishna both. They are smiling and doing. Why they are smiling? There are so many things, it reminds Radha Krishna Vilas. No? Sometimes scratching. Yashoda Maiya and all are sinking. They are crashing of
koalas.
Cowboys. Quaivas are from the bushes. Thrones from the bushes. But they know how it has come. It has come by gopis, especially by Srimati ji. So they are not laughing, smiling, so sweet and They are not doing arati by these lamps. Their lamps is what? Lamps.
Eyes.
Eyes. Their ghee is what thing?
Sneha.
So by that sneha, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, maha, coming from her through eyes, like eyes are lamp, and only the
corner.
They are smiling and doing. And Krishna also taking that. This is the arti of Lalita Vishakha. So we should know all these things. What is arti? What is the services of Radha and Krishna? These are our goals. If you are not advancing towards these goals, we will be deprived. We will go to Vaikuntha and do Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham. We will do that. Oh God, you have lakhs and lakhs head. And lakhs and lakhs
arms.
And each arm, Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, and all kinds of weapons you have. You are Vishwarup. You are
universal form.
You are universal form, Vishwarup.
Mm-hmm.
And you are lying on the
ocean.
No.
Snake. On the
Ananta. Yes, likes and likes, mouths and all other things. So lying down. And Lakshmi is
massaging his feet.
And he has nothing to. He is not seeing towards Lakshmi yet. He is Santakaram. Atmakam?
Atmaram.
Whether you worship him, whether you stow and do stuti, everything, he is like this. So, we should come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to advance. We should honor all Vaishnavas like he is told. Sadhu Sangha?
Sarva Shastre.
Koi. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha is Sarva Shastre. Sadhu Sangha, 3 times here. Emphasis on Sadhu Sangha. What you do, whatever you do, do for
benefit
of Sadhu Sangha. To achieve Sadhu Sangha, whatever you do. To achieve Sadhu Sangha, to follow Sadhu Sangha, to honor Sadhu Sangha. And all sadhus are not in one category. There are thousand and thousand categories. We should know their categories and then try to honor them. And if you are not doing same to all, then it may be offense. We should do accordingly. What is their grade? If they are Uttamadhikari or they are Madhyamadhikari or Kanishtadhikari. In Kanishtadhikari, hundreds Adhikar, qualification. And also there are so many grades in Madhyam Adhikari. But we see 3 most of all. Madhyam Kanisht, Madhyam. And this can also be divided into 100 parts. And then we go to Uttam Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari are mukta, but yet having this body. Then Uttam, Kanishta, Uttam, Madhyam, Uttam, Uttam. When we can know all these things, when we are entering in Madhyam Adhikar, otherwise in Kanishta Adhikari, you cannot define them or know them. So we should try to come in Madhyam Adhikar. Uttam Adhikari has know all these feelings. Who is Uttam, who is Kanishta, who is. He knows that all are Uttam Mahabhagavat. Trees, creepers, all They have no qualification like this, like Sukadeva Goswami. You know, Uttama Adhikari has been divided into three, I have told. In them, Murchit Kasaya, Nirdhot
Kasaya,
and Parshat, those who have received their Siddha Parikar body. Follow? First, ki bolan? First,
Murchit Kasaya.
Murchit Kasaya. Murchit Kasaya means like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami.
First
Narada. When he have a darshan of Krishna, Narayan, and he was crying bitterly, weeping, then a sound was heard that Narada, I cannot give darshan to you in this body. First, chant and do kirtan until your death comes. Then you will give up this body, and then you will have Parikar Sharir. Then you can have darshan of me for always, and you can go everywhere.
No?
At that time, he has a mood to be in a
jungle.
In very lonely forest, because animal not disturb. I will be on the bank of a pond, very nirjan,
solitary place,
lonely place. And I will chant, remember my yesterday. He has a wish. He was surrendered, but yet he has some freeness. And that is why Krishna told that you should wait. At that time he was Nirdhut Kasaya. Devar Kasaya and Murchit Kasaya. He has come to Bhav Dasha. You know Bhav Dasha?
Off stage.
Up, that is Rati. At that time, it may be that some smell of Kasaya means
Desire,
material, or kaam, krodh, lo, mad, moh, masarj, all these things, it may be. Also, it may be that some other,
isko ye kahte hain,
aur ye aparadh aur ek
anarth.
Anarth, you know? No arth is anartha, which are not favorable for Krishna, bhakti. These are anarth. So, it may be that at that time some anarth will be there, but they are sleeping mood. So, it is called Murchit Kasaya. And that was the thing, that he wanted to be in a very lonely place in forest and to worship and do all these things. So, these are Murchit Kasaya. After that, he came into
Nirdhut Kasaya Sukadeva
Goswami. After that, Nirdhut Kasaya is Sukadeva Goswami. Nothing there, quite fresh, washed, all these things. Anyone can, a smell of all these on earth will not come. So he is washed and Nirdhut Kasaya. And then Naradrishi in third stage, second stage, when he put up his feet on the head of death and left this body and became the Parikar
associates
of Krishna, then he is
Prapta Parshad Bhagavadya.
Prapta Parshad, he became Parshad. But he can live here, he can go everywhere, he can go to Kansa, he can go to Jarasandha, he can go to Pandavas, even to Krishna. No? So, without the mercy of such a Uttam Mahabhagavat, we cannot have this thing by mercy of God. And it is very rare to have the sadhu sangha like these three. But a shower of mercy is coming down everywhere from these Mahabhagavatam, and this is our hope. Otherwise, no hope. So if we are in Madhyam Adhikar, especially in Madhyam Madhyam, then we can see that he is Sukadeva Goswami like. He is not like Narada Goswami. He is like first Narada, first stage of Narada. Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishta Adhikari, Prema Maitri Kripa Apeksha Jah Karoti Sa Madhyamaha. Is according to this. Uttama Adhikari has no rule and regulation, not anything like to control them. They cannot be in control. And Kanishta Adhikari does not know any rule and regulation. He wants to worship only Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not to devotees. Uttama Adhikari, they want to be in the association of Uttama Adhikari Bhakta, and they worship them. Madhyam Adhikari worship both. Like Nand Baba Yashoda is worshipping Narayan, not to Krishna. Siddham Subal Sakha is not worshipping Krishna. When they will see Shalagram Shila,
they will pranam.
Oh, but they don't know in each room, coop,
hair
holes, lakhs and lakhs and lakhs, shalagram. Unlimited shalagram is there. But by Jog Maya, they don't care for all this. So we should try to know the qualification, to know the Vaishnava in which rank he is, and try to give honor and serve accordingly. You can come there. If you all have question, I will hear your question and try to answer. Otherwise, I can tell, I can glorify gopis. Asamaho charanarenu jitamaham shan, and explain something. Otherwise, you can ask questions, I will try to do. You can come at 11. 11 to 12. Question and hear answers, or you like to hear the pastimes of Krishna, or anything, what you want. I heard that so many devotees have questions. So if they want to question, they can question only almost time. Now 15 minutes to 12 and more half an hour. So if you want to ask, you can ask, otherwise I will tell some Harikatha of Vrindavan.
Leela Katha.
Harikatha.
You can ask very important questions. Then you can.
Maharaj, I have one question. Can you explain about the difference between Shiksha and Diksha and the relationship between the two?
No. No difference at all. My Gurudev was, you come late, always late, Latif. Why you come late? You should come here. And, you know the name of my Divine Master, Holy Master? Śrīla Bhakti Pragyān Keshava Goswami Maharaj. No? And you know Swami Maharaj? You know Pujyapāda Siddhar Maharaj also have heard the name of Siddhar Maharaj? He gave sannyas to my Gurudev. And very learned person. He has also so many devotees, disciples, don't make anything in the middle. What you should do first or you take so many time apples, my Gurudev has also so many disciples. No? All are bona fide Guru. My Gurudev, Swamiji, Sridhar Maharaj also, all are bona fide. I think that he is my Diksha Guru, Guru Maharaj, and Shiksha Guru both. No? Understand? I think that my Gurudev is Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru both. And it is proper. But I think Sridhar Maharaj and Swamiji, they are my Shiksha Guru. They are bona fide Guru. So they are Shiksha Guru. Don't do. So, they are not my Shiksha Guru. But they are Diksha Guru. My Guru is Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru both. But at the same time, I know that he is not inferior to my Gurudev. He can give Diksha to all, and he has given Diksha. No? So he is Diksha Guru, my Gurudev is Diksha Guru of myself and all other disciples. And in the same time, I think that he is my, these two, three, four are my Diksha Guru. And their disciples think that my Gurudev is Shiksha Guru and their Guru is Diksha Guru. And we both think that both are very qualified person. Both are disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and bona fide Vaishnava. Anyone cannot decide who were her and who was. We cannot decide that Rupa Goswami is inferior and Sanatana Goswami was super?
Superior.
Or Rupa Goswami was superior and?
Inferior.
If he will think that Chaitanya Manomabhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale, Rupa Goswami is superior? No. You cannot tell because he was Guru of Rupa Goswami and he has, what he has Rupa Goswami written in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. All the books of Rupa Goswami has come out from that. So we cannot talk like this. So both Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru are both in the same standard. No? I think Rupa Goswami is my Shiksha Guru and my Guru is Diksha Guru, but yet I know that Rupa Goswami is superior, more superior. But my Gurudev has taken me from the mud of this world and he has given me to Rupa Goswami Parpa. So Shiksha Guru is not in lower level, inferior. And sometimes if Shiksha Guru is inferior to my Diksha Guru, he may be. If he is not in the same category, if you take any of the ISKCON leaders as a Shiksha Guru, myself as a Shiksha Guru, but we are not in the same standard in which my Gurudev or Swamiji or Sridhar Maharaj was. Consider like this. We say, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Shiksha Guru. Raramanandi is my Shiksha Guru. Sarvadama is my Shiksha Guru. And you think that Gaur Govinda Maharaj is my Diksha Guru. Here, who is superior? Rupa Goswami, Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda or your Gurudev? We have so much belief on Gaur Govinda Maharaj. And you will have to do archan and Pushpanjali to your Gurudev. And you will have to do pranam to Gurudev your. But you must know that Sarupa Damodar is more and more so much beloved to Krishna or to Mahaprabhu. Understand these facts? But if you make Govinda Das your Shiksha Guru, then your Gurudev, and he is not to be in this hand, Gautamari. He is some. But
lower.
So it depends on the quality and qualified
qualification.
How qualified he is, like Rupa Goswami, or like my Gurudev, or some inferior. But there are none to whom I can go and hear anything. So Govinda Prabhu is qualified among them. So I am taking my Shiksha Guru. We should compare to all, and then you should go to our Shiksha Guru, who is a person like my Gurudev, and he will develop my my
Guru Nishtha.
Speak loudly.
Krishna Prem.
Krishna Prem.
Krishna consciousness.
Who will take me to my last goal? I'm seeing none like my Gurudev. But he is disciple one. He knows better than myself. And he is more qualified than myself. But there are some thing lacking. But yet there is none equal to him. So I have made him Shiksha Guru. In likewise. All Shiksha Guru are not same, and in the same category. But if both are in same category, then you should honor Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru as a swarup of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. It has told there. Sometimes we see that my Gurudev has something lacking. You see, not powerful like Swamiji. Like this, that how Swamiji was qualified, went over the whole world, and very when we will do comparison, that we'll have to come to a what solution that he was more powerful. So we should pray and we should realize all these things. Without Shiksha Guru, if Gurudev is not present, we cannot develop our heart. Cannot. It is absurd. If anyone is not, we'll tell that sun and moon is my Shiksha Guru, because he is distributing equal light, equal all things to all. Then a tree will be my Shiksha Guru. That is, life is for others, not for us. Fruits, bark, fruits, wood,
shade,
everything is for others. So he is my Shiksha. You know Dattatreya?
Dattatreya.
But really, no Shiksha Guru. Like Sadhu Sangha, he has taken something. But trees have no affection for Krishna. So they are not my Shiksha Guru. Only tolerance I have taken from them, or getting to all these worldly things. He took snake, very ajagar, as his Shiksha Guru. He took pingala, the
prostitute,
to be his Shiksha Guru. But he had no Krishna prema at all. He took only worldly these qualities from him, and that is why he was partly Shiksha Guru, not as a whole. But in our line, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami have all qualities. So they are as a whole Shiksha Guru, as a whole Diksha Guru. Or Gurudev, your Swamiji, had all qualities of bona fide Guru.
So both may be Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, in equal and in all qualities, not partly. If Krishna Prema is there in highest way, then he is Shiksha Guru. And he can take his career, characteristics, his behavior, his teaching, everything. In what mood he used to worship? In what mood he used to do kirtan? In what mood he was? So we should take the mood first. And other qualities, outer, they are secondary. So we should think all these things and try to develop Krishna consciousness. Swamiji has come to give the seed of Krishna Prem to nourish. He has come to get the seeds in the hearts of devotees and then nourish, sprout it, and then lips will come and gradually fruits will come. If we are saying that lips are not coming, sprouts are not coming, and fruits are not coming, uselessly we are doing, then we'll have to think, why sprout is not coming? Why the lips are not coming? Why this plant is going to be dry? Why? Then we'll have to think over it, and we'll have to change the mood. Or all am an object to serve, or holy master, to obtain or object. This is the thing. Sakshat Haritvena, you should understand what is the meaning. He is not Hari, but Haritvena. He possesses some qualities of Hari, and he is, and for that reason he is. He is supposed to be Haritvena, as a Hari, Sevak Hari. Haritvena means Sevak Hari, not objective Guru. So, we should try to develop. We have not come to please anyone others. Individually, or in partly. If Swamiji saw that if I will be in the Gaudiya Math, in the leadership of Anant Vasudev, then everything will be ruined. Because he was sannyasi and after that he married. And again he suicided. I shouldn't go. Our Guru Maharaj left that Gaudiya Math, but he did not left his Gurudev. The doctrines and philosophy and teachings of, and he still he is serving, and they have ruined Gaudiya Math. So we have come to develop our Krishna consciousness, not to do any politics, any party feelings. And other things. But Kanishta Vaishnavas are bound to do this. But if they are sincere, they'll avoid all these things. Try to serve their Gurudev, Shiksha Guru. Actually, from whom this Shiksha is coming down, we should try to adopt. Otherwise, we'll not advance and we will do so much offenses, being in the party bhaji. So we should try to avoid all these things and actually be so sincere and to see that how we can develop. If I am alone, I will develop. So I think that your question has been solved. May I speak something?
Yes.
Hari Katha?
Yes.
But you should think that I am in a line. I am in a line with you. My line is another and you another, not this. And add for so much
conviction, so much
strong belief that I am in the line of Rupa Goswami. And from there to Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Prabhupada and Srila Swamiji Maharaj also. And that is why I am telling everywhere that Sripad Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj is also in the line. So I want to give you some ideas, outline of gopis and Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan actually? Vrindavan is not different from Krishna. Not Dwarkadish, but Nanda Nandan, Brajesh Nandan. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kashyapa Pasana Madhupati Varve Yakavita Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam pramānam amalam prema pumattho mahān śrī caitanya mahāprabhu matamidam tat. I believe that all the disciples of Gaur Govinda Maharaj have heard this shloka. Have you heard from Govinda Maharaj?
Yes.
Our Guru Maharaj Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, all know this. This was by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Bona fide. And a strong Vaishnava. Very strong Vaishnava, qualified. In the line of Rupa Goswami. He was Rupanu. Best Rupanu at his time. So he is telling that Vrindavan is Krishna himself. Actually, Krishna is Baldev and Baldev is Dham Vrindavan. You know this fact? Baldev Prabhu is himself Dham. So, our Aradhadev is Brajendra Nandan, Shyama Sundar. And also, we should know that about of Krishna and all the gopis were is Vrindavan. So, honorable, both are honorable for us. And the affection and love of gopis are highest. The affection and love to Supreme Personality of Godhead and Narad. Narada also in this line. But his affection is not supreme to Krishna. We know Hanuman, but his affection to Krishna was not so high. The affection and love and frame of Subal Siddham Madhumangal was so highest, but not as Everest. Everest, you know?
Mount Everest.
Gopis prem is Everest. No? And they are Kanchanjanga and all others, Alps are. They are also high. High. Some higher, but not highest. Yasodama loved Krishna so much. Nanda Baba also. Krishna used to take the suja of Nanda Baba on his head, carrying. And dancing, he used to come to gopis. Oh, this is my father's suits. Sometimes here, sometimes here. But Yasodama's love, higher, so much higher, but not higher. All the gopis praying, coming to highest, touching, something, but something less. The highest affection of Srimati Radhika was there. So here he is telling that Ramya Kachut Upasana Bhajabadvargaini Jakalpita. The service rendered, the prem rendered to Krishna, Brajendanandan, of gopis was highest. Srimad Bhagavata is the pramam there. The evidence is Srimad Bhagavata. No? Amalpura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching of this in Sutra, in kya?
Condensed form.
Huh?
Condensed form.
Condensed form. Like Sutra. Why? I want to tell something about this gopis praying. We should have a outline of this. We are not qualifying to be like that. But we can hear if you have Shraddha. We cannot do like gopis, but we can hear something of gopis and gopis. Krishna has come to Mathura. And at once he was sent with Balram to Sandipani Muni, very far away, hilly place, without sandal, without anything, without umbrella, with one cloth, to sit and to be trained like Desudan, Sudama and all others. He went there. And after 60 days, 64 days he returned. He was saying, the palace of Vasudev Maharaj was on Jamuna. Krishna was looking Jamuna towards north. At once he saw Vrindavan and he became at once so sad. He reminded his father, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, his covered boys, Sudam, Sudam, Sidam, Vasudam, Isto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Shubal, Madhumanga. He reminded his all cows, Shabali, Shyama, Dhavali, Gange, Pishange, Yamune, and all the cops to whom he used to give so much affection. He used to begin to remember Giriraj Govardhan, who has played with gopis and gopis. And at once he began to cry and weep. Uddhava was searching Krishna, where is? He came on the roof of the building, Raj Bhavan, and saw that Krishna is waiting and tears are coming. Oh Krishna, why you are waiting? Then Krishna took the hands of Uddhava in his hands. And weeping, he began to tell. At once you should go to Vrindavan. Save our father and mother. Cows, I have heard that all cows are going to be dead. My Sakha, not playing now. Peacocks, not dancing now. Cows, not taking any grass. Always watching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, and where is Krishna. All are waiting for me. My mother has become blind. Father does not come from his house anywhere goes. And after that he told Machita, Madgat Prana? No, 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 no. तामनमनस्का मत प्राणा मदर्थे तैक दैहिका मामेव दैतम प्रेष्ठम आत्मानम मनसागता यत्र तलोक धर्मांश्च मदर्थे तान विभाद्यहम् मैता प्रियसा पृष्ठे दुरस्थे गोकुल स्त्रिया स्मरन्ति हे अंग विमोयन्ति बृहत्खण्ड विफला भारत अति कृष्णेन प्राय प्राणान कथंचित प्रत्यागमन संदेश बल्लभदेव में मदात्मिका इट इज आई टोल्ड इन गीता द सिम्टम्स ऑफ प्योर एंड एडवांस डिवोटीज एक्चुअली वी कैन नॉट सी एनी वेयर इन वर्ल्ड एल्स बट ऑल द सिम्टम्स इन फोर आर इन गोपीज ता मन मनस्का All gopis and gops, especially gopis here telling about gopis, man manashka, always thinking of me. Their mind is always with me. And I'm also on their
mind
always, day and night. Matprana, I am the life and soul of gopis. And also, Gopis are my mat prana means also mat prana. They are my life and soul. They have given up everything. What everything? Husbands. They are all worldly things. Shringar.
Decoration.
Decoration. They have given up taking forts and all things. They have given up all the friends and society. Even shyness, they have become shameless. On the stage going, Hari, 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 Krishna, Krishna, like this. No? They have given up their dharma, varnasham dharma. Everything they have. There is no another example as gopis. Gopis are like gopis. We cannot set up anything. So gopis, they are only living. That I have told them that I am coming tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow I am coming. Main kal jarur aunga.
I will come one day.
I'll certainly come
tomorrow. Oh. I come. Kalla
aunga. Definitely.
Definitely I will come. But Krishna could not come tomorrow. Tomorrow went on. Tomorrow again went on. Again tomorrow. And so many years passed away. But they are thinking, they are belief, very firm belief. That Krishna will one day come, he cannot do anything what he has told. He must come. So there. If we die, then Krishna will die hearing that, oh, gopis have died. So they will all die. Krishna will die. Krishna is softer than us. So he is requesting Uddhava to go. He gets his turban, he gets his own pitambar, his own banmala, and even his own chariot, who has taken from Kams Maharaj, golden, everything golden. O chakka,
this wheel,
fill was golden. Everything was golden. Buddha was thinking that how can I go there or sit very of Prabhu sit like this and otherwise Mahadevi or Shitness will come and keep 1,000 months
wait
here, all try to hear. So he told that how I can live without you? I cannot live without you 1 second. Krishna knew this and told, I'm not here in Mathura. Partly I'm here. But as a whole I'm where? In Braja. I cannot leave Vrindavan for a moment. So if you will go there, you will see me as a whole. Here you are seeing me partly. So if you will go and see me there, then you will decide that you must be in Braja, not return to Mathura. You should go. Krishna told that, sit down on the chariot. And he took his hand and gave him the chariot. And he told the
driver,
at once, go on. Because you don't want to let me. So he was sent. When he was sent, he went to Vrindavan and Nandagaon. At that time, Nanda Baba and all others were in Nandagaon. When he went, it was about Sham Hovet,
evening.
And sun has set, and some darkness was coming. He kept his chariot there, and he came down and went in the house of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba saw, and once very became so glad. They were as blind, weeping and weeping. But yet he took in his arms and he gave something to him. There was no cooking. When Krishna left Mathura, there was no cooking in Yashoda house. For whom she will cook? All the pots were
upside down.
And on the cooking place,
spiders.
The cooking room was not washed at all. Everything here and there was upset. All were weeping. Pots were weeping. The chulha.
Stove.
Perhaps you don't know Indian. Their chulha, not cooker. Now they are cooker and all these things, gas and all these systems. So everything was upset. He ordered a Brahmin. And he went to his home and brought some kheer paramanna without sugar, because that Brahman had no sugar in his home. So without sugar paramanna was there, and he gave to. After he wanted to ask Uddhav how my child is, how my Krishna Kanhaiya is. But he could not speak a word.
His throat was choked.
He was weeping so much. At last he told that Sursen is my that Vasudev, the son of Sursen, is my friend. We are friends. How my friend is? Fortunately, Kans had been dead. Anyone had not killed him, but he was killed by his own actions. That his actions had killed him. Nanda Baba knows that Krishna cannot kill him, because Krishna is very orphan boy. So his action, Kans' action, has done so. At last, he told, how my boy Krishna is.
he remembers us or not. His so lovely cows, he used to love cows. His mother so much, all the boys, deers, parrots, he used to love everything. He remembers anything of us or his sakha and friends and all others. And he began to cry. I cannot live in my house, Nanda Bhavan. Why? Because here I see the twice, the bansi, the peacocks, and everything here. And I became mad and I began to be the reminder, reminding me. So I went, I used to go to Jamuna, that I will forget all this. But there I go, and then the four friends of Krishna are there. All the trees are weeping for him, all the deers are weeping. Then I become so much more reminding Krishna. Then I go to forget all these things, I go to Govardhan Hill. But there also I see the caps are empty. Manas Ganga is empty. Kusum Sarovar empty. Everything. Everywhere I see the footprint of Krishna. I am seeing that cows are weeping and everything. Again I go to here and there. But anywhere I have no
peace.
Shanti.
Peace.
And telling, he began to weep loudly. Uddhava has come to give
console
Nanda Baba and all. He was going to tell anything to console him, but there was no word for this consoling in the dictionary of his heart. No. He was saying that he is weeping more and more. So should I tell that you should not weep? But he cannot tell. Why? Because he knows that in our epics, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere it has been told that if anyone is reminding Krishna and he is weeping for Krishna, he is so fortunate. So how can I stop him? He is so fortunate. There are none like him. So how can I tell? But Krishna has ordered me to console him. Then I should tell him that you are so fortunate and you should weep and weep and weep. He cannot also tell. What to tell? He was so vast learned. Like Brihaspati. It is told that Brihaspati was guru of Buddha. But I see that, I think that he was most guru or guru, guru, more guru to guru, guru to Brihaspati. Huh? Understand what I am telling?
Yes.
Actually Brihaspati cannot be guru of Uddhava. But for formality, coming to Naglila, as he may have accepted him as the guru. But actually he was not. Like Krishna has accepted Sandipani, Sandilya and Garga, but they are not guru. Krishna is guru to all. Je Krishna is Jagat Guru. Bande Jagat Guru. Krishnam Bande Jagat Guru. So, he was first learned person and he was the friend of Krishna. He saw in dictionary any word to console. But he could not find. At last he tell, Yuvam shlaghyatama nunam. Kitna?
Sadevara.
Nunam. Certainly you are so fortunate, Nanda Baba and Yashoda. When he heard this, he began to weep more loudly.
He told that, Uddhava, I understood that you are a very bona fide friend of Krishna and you are so intelligent, but I think that you have no intelligence at all. Why? You have told me that you are very fortunate. I am fortunate. You are telling that Krishna was God and he was the, what God?
Supreme Personality.
Supreme Personality of God. He is Narayan and he has come in your house as your son. And you think that he is my son and so much affection you are doing and serving him. But I think that if Krishna is Godhead and he has left me and he has gone to another place, so I am fortunate. There is none unfortunate like myself. I know that Maharaj Dasarath was the son of Ramchandra, son of Dasarath. When Ramchandra left Ajodhya, he went to forest with Sita and Lakshman. Dasarath told Ram, Ram, and Ram only, no more. And he left his life. I'm not like Dasarath. I'm so, my heart is so hard, that stone. Why I'm not dying? So we are unlucky. Dasarath was lucky that he left his souls and dead. But we are not dying. Krishna, I was not qualified to love Krishna. Krishna is the embodiment of love. But we are so unfortunate that and saying this, he rolled on the earth and became faint. He could not speak. Yashoda was hearing all these things and also became faint. Thus talking themselves, it came morning. And then he took bath and did sandhya, and he went returning, his sahagup is there. What dialogue was done there between Uddhava and gopis? I will try to speak another thing. Very much. And how he glorified Uddhava gopis. That was a point to doubt. What are the glorifications of gopis? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the modes of gopis? I wanted to tell something very little. But I went in kya? Uski
introduction
mein hi. I made introduction and I left that. So then I should go to where?
Leicester.
I may tell something, or I wanted to tell some instruction from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. There is collection in my room and we should follow that instruction. So we will go there and try to tell, try to read, try to explain all these things. Gaur Pranam. Join Kirtan, last Kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Explain some teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He has given these teachings in his last date. One day before, in evening he told, and morning, next morning he went, left this planet. He told that I had given so many sufferings
to so many persons. Now they have so much envy with me. But one day they will realize that what I have told Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam, know you?
True.
Absolute true, not only true, absolute true. Shivam
auspicious.
Mangal Janak.
Auspicious.
Sundaram, so beautiful. One day they will realize that what I have told bona fide truth. In our books it has been written that Satyam Bruyat Ma Bruyat Apriyam. What is the meaning?
That the truth in social circles, then one should speak palatably. But in spiritual circles, then one may speak unpalatable truth. Truth, even if it's unpalatable.
One. Where is Prabhu? Oh. This Prabhu was telling today in our morning talks this very thing. That our Karmi Jnani Yogi tells like this: Satyam Bruyat Ma Bruyat Asatyam Apriyam. Satyam Apriyam. Don't tell anything truth which is apriyam, it is not
palatable.
But our disciplic orders from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up to till now, we don't follow this. A bona fide truth is there, whether it is not
palatable,
but yet it should be told. What is that? In Srimad Bhagavat it has been written that Guru na sasyat, Swajano no sasyat, Swajano no sasyat. It means that Guru is not Guru, bona fide Guru. If he is not helping anyone to advance in spiritual life, to the service of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, he should be rejected as Guru. Like Bali Maharaj rejected his Guru Sukracharya and he followed Vamandev. Mother should not pregnant any child if she cannot help the children to
grow in bhakti.
Grow in bhakti. A father is not father who is not helping his children to be bona fide devotee. A wife is not bona fide chaste lady, whether he may be worldly chaste, but he is not just lady. And he is not to be a mother if she is not encouraging his boys, sons, to develop their Krishna consciousness. Who did so? Bharata, the brother of Ram, left her mother. That he was against the service of Ram. He has sent Ram for 14 years to forest. So he never told Kaikeyi, his mother. He rejected. After
14th year, when Ram returned with Sita and Lakshman to Ayodhya, and he was then king of Ayodhya, Kaikeyi went to Ram and began to weep. Ram told, "Mother, why you are weeping? I am weeping that you are telling Kausalya, mother, mother. Lakshman is telling mother, Shatrughna is telling mother to Sumitra, and all telling mother to Kausalya, even Bharat. But Bharat did not tell any time, a single time that, oh mother, to me. So I think that you will order him to speak at least one time that he should call me mother." Ramchandra then called Bharat alone, and he told that, "I know that you carry my all orders. So I want to give you one order that you should fulfill." Bharat replied like folded handed, "Prabhu, I will follow all orders, but only not only order. And that is, I cannot call Maharani Kaikeyi my mother. I can call him like Maharani, but I cannot call me my mother." Ram began to weep, and all were weeping, but he never told. Those who are against, they should not be. So it is apriya, but very bona fide truth. We have no relation with anyone who has not relation with Krishna and not serving Holy Master, Vaishnavas. Those who are not respecting, honoring Vaishnavas, not they are energetic in to develop their divine love to the divine pair, we have no relation at all. And if you have relation, then your divine love and everything will go away. So we should follow all these things. Whose are favorable for developing our Krishna consciousness to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to Dham Vrindavan Dham, to Krishna, to our Holy Master, they should be related. We'll have to relation with them. So he is telling Srila Prabhupada, I am reading some and explaining. So he has told first Shattam Bruat, but it is, if it is harsh or not so
palatable,
but yet it should be told. So he is telling that I have brought so many new devotees from very unnat gharse,
from very aristocratic family,
and they are against me that he has taken my voice. That they think that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is only father, mother, everything, but they don't fear. They don't want to live in home and to serve their father and mother. But actually Krishna is father, mother, everything. So we should try to develop Krishna consciousness. He told that the very day, he told, we should serve